So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth with your host, Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno, a show about mindset, wellness, living joyfully, two lawyers from New Jersey. And it's been, Dave, an amazing run of shows we've had with an amazing number of guests. And we decided for 2025 to do our first show of 2025 with me and you kind of doing a recap about what it is we're doing and what we've learned from all these great guests and what it is that we're doing to try to help others.
Yeah, first, Happy New Year to everybody that supports us, everybody that listens to us, and everybody that sends us cases, because that's the ultimate trust that anyone could ever have, really, is to trust you with a loved one or a friend or colleague that's going through crisis and struggle. And we talk a lot about wellness. I have an attorney wellness talk that I'm actually speaking to the New Jersey Bar Association tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday. So at Thursday, I have a seminar, a workshop, and then also Law Life is something that I'm doing. And then you also see Bob out there with Sirens and Summations and all the service and impact that he does. But please, we don't want to get one thing lost in translation. That is, we are still hard-hitting trial attorneys, former prosecutors, and we are leading a team of former prosecutors that are doing great work in the courtrooms all throughout the state of New Jersey. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of, Bob.
Yeah, I think that in, you know, as you mature and you get older, you start to refine. If you know, my newsletter, for example, I started out with purpose was like the number one thing. What's your purpose? Because if you don't know where your North Star is, you don't know where your orientation is, then it's likely you're not going to get there. And there have been times where I've meandered in my life not knowing what my purpose was. And those have been the most desert-like moments of my life because I didn't have a directionality, if you will.
Sure.
But something that I learned, Dave, that I'd like you to, your thoughts about this, when you talk about the law firm. My topics that I typically speak about in Sirens and Summations, which is, you know, both as a trial lawyer and as an EMT, about the life experiences, the through things I see in people's lives, about living a joyful life. And I've always worried about, you know, I've always spoken on the program, joyful journey. And I worry about the word joyful, because I think that people think that when we talk about mindset, or you're talking about wellness, or I'm talking about the joyful journey, that we're talking about some like hippie-ish, you know, peace sign, tree hugging kind of thing. And lately, I've been referring to joyfulness as the warrior spirit. The kind of attitude and mindset that no matter what is thrown your way, good or bad, unlike happiness, which is contingent on external circumstances and people, joyfulness is a resiliency, is a powerful warrior spirit. And I look at that like us as litigators, that it you talk about this all the time. When you are representing somebody in criminal defense, and I never really thought about it until Dave said it this way. They are literally giving up their right to speak. They're giving up their autonomy and handing it over to us. And we have seen lawyers across the spectrum, no disrespect, from the easygoing, glad-handing, plea bargainish kind of lawyers to the very super aggressive, skilled, talented, because it takes a brave heart, a joyful heart, to deal with maybe nasty judges, maybe nasty clients, maybe people are mentally ill and addicted, dealing in an adversarial process, which by definition requires you be a fighter. And many times we have been the strong advocates in the courtroom, and that has made the difference. But I think that's because me and you also have the same mindset, that we understand there's going to be pain. We understand there's going to be difficulty. We understand there's going to be fear. It's not that we are benign to it, but we work through it.
Absolutely, Bob. You know, we trained with Dr. Brené Brown as well early in the Bianchi Law Group's history. But let's not lose sight of how we really cut our teeth first. We were experienced in the prosecutor's office. We were going to crime scenes. We were doing the hard things, getting the experience. I think nowadays, in the climate that we're in with social media, a lot of people are looking for instant gratification. People are thinking that they could just post a video or launch a course and it'll come. And the reality is, the experience that you and I got very early on with you and your father, with my experience in the courtroom, there's something to be said for that. because that has brought us to this point. And it was all necessary for the conversations that we're having now about either wellness or the warrior spirit that you're talking about too. It's the experience, doing the hard things, saying yes, staying late, mm-hmm. doing the hard trials when other people would run away. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that are required to understand warrior spirit and where we are in this conversation.
I think that's a great point. We haven't really nailed this piece down, but I know we share it in our hearts, but we're talking about it, we're verbalizing it, we're bringing authenticity to it right now. And I'm sorry if it's upsetting to people, but this is the problem and you're hitting it. One of the hallmarks for you and why you advanced when I was the county prosecutor and you were an assistant prosecutor had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the fact that people came to me and said, I love this guy. He comes in early. He leaves late. If I ask him to get a cup of coffee, he doesn't get upset. If I ask him to copy things, he doesn't get upset. He doesn't say it's not my job. And you got to be able to second seat some of the bigger trials. You were there. You showed up. You did the things that other people weren't willing to do. Same thing myself, kind of many, many instances like that. But also when I tried the case as the county prosecutor and people told me not to do it, it was a hard thing to do. It was an arduous thing to do. But I had the warrior spirit, like you had the warrior spirit. But you bring up something I think is so crucial here. When everyone is laying back and everyone is like, why do I have to do it? And how come me and whatever? You're not building the confidence, the experience and the confidence. So the warrior spirit, the joyful warrior spirit is not only the heart to fight the fight, but when you have confidence and experience, it makes that fight so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, experience and also preparation, because we have a saying that we constantly use and I constantly write about, which is pressure is privilege. Right. And we are in an adversarial process. When I talk about wellness, I first talk about attorney unwellness and why attorneys are in crisis right now. The New Jersey State Bar Association did an excellent comprehensive report in 2023, and it showed the level of burnout being in the majority of the New Jersey lawyers across the Bar Association. So why? Number one, problems. Lawyers deal with other people's problems. They have to help people through crisis. They have to be that person, right? Problem. But we all have our own problems too. So problems number one, adversarial process number two, that's where you're butting up against maybe aggressive adversaries and the pressure is building. And then three, distraction, which is universal all throughout all professions. But specifically too, with the pressure is privilege, Bob, you have to have that tenacity. You have to bring it. You have to get the experience. But if you don't have the experience, you could also lead with preparation. Because I think those are the two things to bring confidence. And that is not only doing the thing before and having the experience, but also preparing and knowing the file and the facts and the transcripts and how to get to places in the record for cross-examination.
Sure. I mean, we've always said this. I mean, me and you are very good on our feet. Could you hand me a file? And I know it's going to sound cocky. Could you hand me a file and I could review the police reports and maybe in my mind think that I could try the case better than 80% of the people are prepared? I feel that way. I mean, that's only because I've been trained since I was 5 years old. But it doesn't stop there. We always pride ourselves on knowing the facts, knowing the law better than anyone else in that courtroom.
Exactly.
So I agree with you. But one thing that I find that's of note is I have the ability to be able to have the experience of my dad and to go back in his generation and look at things. And they tried a lot more cases during the day. There was a lot more, you know, pressure in terms of trial work and things of that nature. But I don't think that there was such dissatisfaction with the profession. And I agree with everything you said, but I'd like to amplify it. Two other things that have occurred that make a difference between my father's generation and this one, and that is civility. And when I talk about civility, I want to go underneath, because I know people can say sometimes I've been uncivil or maybe not demure. That's usually because I'm confronting somebody who's either arrogant or disrespectful. And if you want to go there, okay, fine, we'll go there. As professionals, we shouldn't have to go there. That's number one. And number two, honestly, we cannot be having a conversation about wellness with lawyers without talking about the unrelenting pressure to resolve cases before they're ready to be resolved, The temperament that's going on with the courts. It's great that they're doing things about attorney wellness, but we have to be real. A lot of it is because we feel like we're being put between a rock and a hard place when it comes to those situations, including the judges, may add, many of whom, most of whom are amazing and great at what they do, but the judicial shortages on top of that and an ever increasing caseload. This is a big part of the problem.
Yeah, look, when we talk about unwellness, it's not just lawyers.
Of course.
Judges too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I always try to put perspective into things and wonder, hey, if somebody's screaming from either the bench or watching somebody in a conflict, what type of problems are they bringing to that conversation or that situation, right? Because, and I have an answer for you as to what's the big difference between your father's generation and our generation and why the wellness, it's that third part. Distraction. All of the distraction, all of the temptation, all of the things universally, not just lawyers, but social media feeds, Netflix, social media, emails, text messages, phones being 24/7 connectors to other human beings. I mean, there are so many things that have evolved with technology that have brought distraction into the lawyer's life and universally other occupations that I believe is changing generational issues.
Yeah. See, I see social media and the technology as a symptom, not the disease. It's a way of placating or numbing, if you will, just like alcohol or drugs are for people. But the bottom line is it's clear that there is a need for us to be talking globally about all these issues. So I'm glad that there's some attempt to do that and that you certainly are on the forefront of that because it's certainly well needed. But on that point, we're going to take a quick break here at WMTR Radio. It's about the truth. We'll be back with our 2025 New Year's message on the other end. Please stay with us.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
All right, welcome back to WMTR Radio. It's another Truth by Bianchi Dave Brito, 2025 message. Dave, I love the fact that we're going to have this opportunity to kind of recap 2024, what messages we've learned from other people, what it is we're doing. We're both out there talking about wellness and joyfulness and the warrior spirit. I'd like to say something I've noticed about a little bit of a difference between me and you, because I think our mindset is pretty much on point in terms of how we view life. I'm watching your Law Life newsletters, and you're always a very organized person. You're an organized attorney. You're much more like, we're like Phyllis and Oscar.
Systems.
And systems.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of you talking about systems and I always get something from it. And yet I look at the approach differently. I feel that there can't be enough discussion about building purpose, relationships, and service as the answer to the problems. And when I started looking at your stuff, I'm like, you know what? It's probably a combination of both these things. One, to me, it's an unrelenting mindset. For me, for Bob Bianchi, I don't need systems. Okay. I like the systems. You've shown me some systems that I use and I love them. They're great. But for me, I have to constantly remind myself of my purpose, my relationship, and my service, because that's what's going to orientate what I do day in and day out. But you are very, very system oriented, which is great. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what you're talking about, you even use the word remind. I mean, because that is necessary in today's world with technology, is that we need to be continuing to remind ourselves of our purpose and what's most important in priorities. Mm-hmm. And you hear from me, rails. I think of the four rails being faith number one, relationships number two, body number three, and business number four. And I know we've talked about that and we have very similar rails, right? So the systems that I use that helps me remind myself of the rails are those habits, those morning and evening habits that I really have locked down in my morning, where it's up early and listening to positivity music, like either classical music or gospel music, while I'm also journaling about purpose and intention of the day. What are the priorities? And in that journal, also reminding myself of the rails, and who I need to be, and the role model mindset that I want to have for my kids, my team, and my communities, right? So early mornings and with the habit of journaling is reminding me of these things, while also then going into a workout, getting my energy up while I'm also hydrating. So the system of the morning routine puts me in the mindset early, going in the right direction, bringing energy. Because you say warrior spirit, and I have spirit circled because that's one of my words. I want to bring the spirit. Mm-hmm. I want to bring the energy to things. And I'm able to do that with the system of a morning and evening, then later evening routine of reflection and gratitude.
Yeah, so it can sound cliche. Here's the takeaway from all the shows we've done with the amazing guests on here, Nothing But the Truth. Have we not marveled at the consistency of the themes? Mm. They say it differently. They come from different backgrounds and perspectives, but we've been like, holy cow. When we talk about what it is, they're always talking about the same thing. We say it a little bit differently. Body, being, balance, which is like family and relationships, and business. Yeah. And it's so interesting to me when you look at that, because how many of us are out there where business is number one, and our I heard recently, we sacrifice our wellness and our bodies in order to succeed, in order to make money so that we can spend that money when we're unhealthy in order to become healthy. So body has to come first, being and spirit has to come second, balance and relationships and business last. When you have things prioritized like that, now you turn me on to Brendon Burchard's journal.
Yeah.
And if for no other reason why I like that journal, for no other reason, is that every day I write down my same life purpose goals, and they're always the same, and I can do them by rote. Do I have to write them down? I don't have to write them down, but I write them down just to remind me that I'm taking the time to do this. And when you do that, people are like, Bob, Dave, well, you guys have such passion about what it is you do, whatever. That's where the passion is coming from. Purpose. Sure. Yep. Body, being, balance, and business.
And reminding yourself of it and living that way. That's why I think the morning is so important. How many people just wake up and they go to their phone and it's the text messages or the DMs or the emails. So it's fire, problem. And the first thing that people are thinking about are their problems or whatever's happening in their life medically, or a relationship that's deteriorating or whatnot, you know? So I think that is important to start the day with energy and purpose and intention. Mm. But another thing I like about the Brendon Burchard prompts in the morning is identifying the challenges of the day and the problems of the day. Mm-hmm. Because every single morning, and I know you do as well, I write what's going to be the problem.
Eat that frog, baby.
Yeah. But and then having resilience in a sense that what's the problem? What's the action that needs to be done to address the problem?
Yes.
Right? Because how many times do we let them linger and we avoid our problems and we don't go to the doctor, or it's stacking in thoughts and patterns and things like that? Look, it's about being purposeful and intentional, setting yourself on the rails and addressing your problems with action.
You know my writing by now, even though it's poor. Intentionality. That's exactly the word that I had just written down there. And I think that it is so important. Your North Star, your intentionality. And by the way, you said when it starts when you wake up. I have always, my entire life, been taught by my mother, who was a spiritual empath. When you open your eyes, there'll be a day you open them and there'll be a day you close them for the last time. Mm. And you know that Sirens and Summations and my TEDx talk were all about that. There will come that time. And so every day, and I really mean it, it sounds corny, people say this, but no, it's so important to me because it sets my intentionality. When I wake up, you don't have to do it this way, but I do. And I thank God. Literally, thank God, thank the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for giving me another day to open my eyes, because I know it's a finite thing. Another day to make a difference. Another day to set my intentionality. And another thing my mother used to always say to me when we're talking about those negative things, you've got to confront them head on. There's no courage in the absence of fear. She let me understand fear is okay. You can't be courageous unless you have fear. And also to train your mind. I used to not like this comment. Train your mind to be grateful. And it would be like, I just broke my first girlfriend. You're telling me to train my mind to be grateful. Train your mind to be grateful. But after a while, those seeds are planted and you realize what she's saying is you have a choice. You have a choice to lament about something that you lost that you can do nothing over. Or you could train your mind to be grateful for the millions of gifts, the running water, the food, the shelter, your mom, your dad, your family, all the things I could have concentrated on. And I'm worried about some woman who I don't even know who she is, where she is, what she's doing. And I'm married to a beautiful woman. It all worked out.
Yeah, right? I mean, Tony Robbins, I've heard him say it. I don't know if he originated it, but you can't be blessed and stressed at the same time. It's a exercise that he teaches when you are in those thought patterns and you are stressing over something. It's controlling your breath, thinking about the heartbeat, and thinking about what you're grateful for. I mean, these are things, and we've heard some of these types of techniques from people on the show, Nothing But the Truth, about what to do in those spirals and getting control.
But I do want to say one thing. Yeah. Look, I just want to be clear for people that are out there. There are times in life that I have suffered tremendously.
Right.
And those moments of me being able to intentionally to think of my mother and be grateful for something, even if it's for a minute or 2 minutes, gave me that necessary break. Sometimes you've got to work through a really traumatic thing, and it's okay to be there. Joyfulness, the warrior spirit tells you, I know in the end, it's going to be okay.
Yes. And like I said before, it's important to become aware of the problem, right? And then take action. I mean, there are deadly problems that people have. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to diminish that. All right. But there are a lot of problems that need action, that need awareness, that need a step in the right direction. Oftentimes, we see it in our criminal defense law practice. Mm-hmm. When people come to us, they're in trouble. They are worrying. Their future is uncertain. They don't know if they're going to jail. I mean, this is a theme that our team of former prosecutors in our service to our clients talk about, is what can you control? Mm-hmm. What can you do? Hey, here's a mitigation checklist. Start gathering letters from people in the community. Right? Here's discovery. Review discovery. Let's have a productive conversation about that. What are the actions that you could take towards the challenge, towards the obstacle?
Right. And don't look at the whole staircase. Look at the first step in front of you and take it step by step. Otherwise, you can become overwhelmed. One last thing I'd like to at least impart before we conclude is the idea of looking back. And you know what I've always found interesting is I've listened to people, especially on the ambulance, right? They look back and their lives were meaningless. They say that, which is such a shame when you think about it. But I've also looked back at people and say, oh, my 20s were my favorite time. My 30s were my favorite time. My 40s were my favorite. Really what they're doing is they're looking back on it without all of the problems they worry about. All the problems they had in the previous decades were really self-created problems of the mind that never came to pass. And that's why they look back on it with nostalgia, because they see what really happened as opposed to what they worried was going to happen.
Looking back. And my final point is, at the end of the day, when we shut our eyes, when we are attempting to go to sleep, I mean, how many people are worrying at that point, right? Staring up at the ceiling and in that thought pattern about something, right? I believe that journaling there is equally as important than in the morning. And that is a brain dump. I do it every night, Bob. I get to my journal and I just write what I remember about the day, the conversations I've had, the people I've talked to, some of the things I've learned from others. And it's really a brain dump, because I don't want to bring those thoughts to the bed. I want to go with clarity, meditate for sleep at night, and I don't even end that meditation. I'm always asleep and I sleep like a baby. And it's equally as important to get up early. And if you get that sleep pattern going too, and you get this rhythm and cadence, that's the routine. That's the system that we were talking about earlier.
All right. There you go. Well, listen, 2025, it was great to start it this way. Thank you all for the support that you've given to the Bianchi Law Group and to Nothing But the Truth. We love the guests that we've had on. Thank our guests that are loyal followers and our loyal supporters. Mm. We're really looking forward. We got some great things going on in 2025. And we're going to have to end it there, Dave.
I don't want to end it. I have so much to say about this year.
We got 2025, baby. WMTR Radio, Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno, every Saturday at 9:30 on the radio. Dave, where can they find us on the podcast?
NothingButTheTruthPodcast.com. That's the website. It has all the videos, all our prior guests, Our episodes are also in Spotify and iTunes for podcasts if you want to listen to it in your car or wherever you guys are going. Peace. Thank you for all the support.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys. Right,
but here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my
relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
To get a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.